Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Shira Springer. Let's turn now to long-standing tradition at Harvard and efforts to change it.
Victorian secrets, you've earned our respect. You've been taken down, but we'll get you erect.
Music from the Hasty Pudding Theatricals, which bills itself as the world's third oldest theater organization. The all-male campus drag troupe performs burlesque productions with a wink and a nod and hands out an annual award to Hollywood actors.
Since 1844, the group has performed with an all-male cast, but now some women at Harvard are pushing back, asking to audition for stage time.
Joining us now is Olivia Miller. She's a senior at Harvard University who has signed up to audition and is leading the campaign for women at Harvard. And Olivia Miller, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us why you want to be a part of the Hasty Pudding Theatricals. Why are you auditioning?
So my roommate Tess Davison and I thought that it would be wonderful for women on campus to have an equal opportunity in the professional productions that the Hasty Pudding puts on. And while women are allowed to work behind the scenes and basically run the pudding, they don't really have a chance to take the stage and get the experience that male comedic musical theaters actors get here on campus, where you work with a professional director and a professional music director and a professional choreographer, and you travel the world, you travel to Bermuda, and you travel to New York, performing this show in a very pseudo-professional environment. And female performers on campus do not get the same opportunity there that the male performers on campus do.
So what are you hearing from Hasty Pudding Theatricals? Are they going to let you audition?
To my knowledge, there isn't a policy in place that says women can't audition. I just think that over the years, women have not auditioned with the idea that women will never be cast. So I don't think that we'll have any problems auditioning. What we don't really know what will happen is after auditions, will women be called back for these roles? Will we be taken seriously? And will we be seriously considered as viable candidates for the next production?
Yeah. Now, we did reach out to the Hasty Pudding Theatricals for a comment, but we didn't hear back from them. They did actually email us a statement that said in part that the Theatricals appreciates those outside of our company who have taken interest and vocalized opinions about this topic. They will be taken into consideration as we continue our discussion. Are you optimistic that the Hasty Pudding will change and consider letting women into the troupe?
I'm very optimistic about it. I think that this is a long time coming, and I think that eventually, if not now, but in the future, there will be a general realization that women in drag are just as funny as men in drag. And I think that what we all really want is, you know, to be a part of the prestigious production here and have the chance to put on the best show we possibly can. And I really do believe that women are a part of that movement, that women can only contribute their comedic talents to the comedic caliber that the Hasty Pudding produces year after year.
Well, what would you say to folks that would sort of cite tradition? I mean, we mentioned since 1844, Hasty Pudding Theatricals have a tradition of all-male casts, and part of the whole definition of what they do is guys in drag.
I think it's hard to use tradition as a main argument here because traditions change, and tradition for tradition's sake does not always mean that it is the best or right way to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of traditions at Harvard and beyond Harvard that have changed. You know, women traditionally weren't allowed to vote, and women traditionally were not allowed in the public workforce. And here we have a tradition of men in drag. And I think that women in drag can be a part of this tradition and still maintain this idea of a drag show.
Well, Olivia, you make good points. I find them hard to argue against. How many people have joined you in this?
Last we checked, there are about 20 women signed up on the audition sheet.
All right. Well, that's Olivia Miller. She's a senior at Harvard University. She's one of the women pushing to audition for the Hasty Pudding Theatricals, a traditionally all-male group. Olivia Miller, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.